League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Love Sport Radio on digital radio, online, mobile, and smart speaker. This is the Bournemouth Fans Show.
Oh, I just love it. Jump around, jump up and get down. Why? This is the Bournemouth Fan Show. This is how we do it on Love Sport Radio. Brand new fan shows across our new national station. And what better way now to do it with Bournemouth? So much going on with Bournemouth at the minute. Are they on the slide? Some are saying they've become the whipping boys. Well, guess what? Will not stand for it on the Bournemouth Fan Show, as you shouldn't either. We will stand against them. Come and have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, this is the Bournemouth Fans Takeover, and we're going to be getting it into it all. That Premier League form, the FA Cup, they're through to the next round. They will now face Arsenal, who beat Leeds tonight. What better way to invite Bournemouth fan on himself, Alex Deutsch, and talk all about the Cherries at the minute. Alex, really appreciate you joining us tonight, and especially so late, and giving us your Cherries take on the season so far. Let's get into it, though. Not just the last few games over that busy festive period. What have you made of the season as a whole?
I think we have to look at the entire the year. 2019 was a bit of a disappointment. We didn't win a lot of games, and our form and our cohesion generally really slided. But I think... Yeah, I think we've got a bit to look forward to. I think we have to look at our injuries and sort of how much that has sort of decimated our squad. But it was a really disappointing 2019.
Yeah, it was a really disappointing 2019 calendar year there. And we talk about established sides in the Premier League. Bournemouth were one of those, playing really good football. We just, funny enough, spoke about this on the Burnley show. At Burnley, which, you know, they felt like they want to play a little bit more of that football. Bournemouth do, always a tricky tie for anyone. But like you said, it hasn't been the case, not just this season, but this case overall in this calendar year 2019. What is the reason for that? Can you put the finger on it? A lot of people saying it's the recruitment, and also Eddie Howe now calling this his toughest time at Bournemouth since they've been in the Premier League.
I put it down to, and I could be wrong, but it's my theory. I put it down to.
I love a theory, Alex. I love this. Conspiracies.
it could be completely wrong, but I put it down to essentially we're phasing out our old guard. We're phasing out the players, the Championship players who did so well for us and got us up the leagues, who really sort of understood Eddie's philosophy and what it is to play for Bournemouth and how to put everything on the line. And we've introduced new younger players who, you know, while I think have unbelievable promise and ability and raw talent, I don't know if they just quite get it yet. And then when you sort of marry that with the fact that Eddie Howe's job essentially is to convince his players that they're not too good to go down, but they're capable of more. That's a difficult balance. I think it's been what I can describe as a transitional period where I don't think it's quite as disastrous as a lot of people are trying to make out. I think he's got, like he says, probably his difficult and toughest patch. But I think he's got enough to sort of see it through.
Yeah, hopefully see it through. But there is only 17 games left, Alex. And I know that may seem like a lot, but we're past the halfway point. The games come thick and fast, which means they go quick and fast. And then you're really struggling. You need to pick up points, especially when sides around you are picking it up. You know, Watford had that new manager bounce. They were seemingly done. They've picked up a few points. Southampton have really pulled themselves out of it. They're up to 12th now. Newcastle have been all right. Bournemouth, some players calling them the Premier League whipping boys at the minute, Alex. What do you make of that? They're saying they seemingly look beat. Even West Ham, you know, Moyes, they've got that new manager bounce, beating them 4-0 last week.
Yeah, I mean, the West Ham, I think Eddie came out after the game with the West Ham game and he said, you know, a lot of the players hadn't trained You do have to look at our sort of depth in the squad and who we had available. I know for a fact that a couple of players were actually playing through injury, probably on ordinarily wouldn't have been selected for that game, but because of the sort of strength and depth that we've got at the moment, they had no choice. I think Whipping Boys is a bit harsh, but the West Ham game was. I think possibly our worst sort of showing in the Premier League. We've played just over half the season. We're on 20 points. The way I see it is we've got 40 points to get to. We need to mirror slightly better our pretty horrendous start. And I think there's enough in that squad to be able to do it. Now, don't ask me who I think is going to go down instead of us, because I don't know. But if there's a manager who just sort of deserves a bit of time and a bit of patience and has warranted, all of that, I think it's Eddie. He's done it under. This is a tricky time for him, but I think it sort of pales into significance when you compare it to what he did in the minus 17 days when we started with minus 17 points and he sort of came in and turned it around. He had much fewer resources than he has now, and I think it's just getting that mentality. I think the game against Luton will have done so much to sort of boost that confidence, get that winning feeling back in the side. And like I said, don't ask me. Maybe it's blind belief in Eddie, but maybe it's not blind because what he's done in the past has sort of given me that belief to think we can do it. We can do it.
Yeah, he's the man that's seen you through, and he will again. I think everyone knows he'll be given time. He's loved there in Bournemouth. But you mentioned that 40-point mark. If we continue like this at the halfway point, we'll reach that 40-point mark. Not that the question is, do you still believe in that, Alex? But some teams that are around there saying that, this year we could see that 40-point mark. Actually, it needs to be higher because a lot of teams in and around you are already, they're on more than that at this point of the season, and 40 points may not be enough.
It might not, but I don't know if there's ever been a Premier League season. I don't know, don't quote me, but I don't know if there's ever been a Premier League season where someone who has hit 40 points has gone down. So you'd hope that that's a fair benchmark. And you mentioned the teams around us. I mean, if you look at our fixture list coming up, I think this could be the most important 6 or 7 weeks in the last decade for the club, personally. Obviously, the most important thing that's ever happened to us is staying up when we shouldn't have. But in our most recent history, I think the next month is that important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it's funny because we just had the Burnley show. They play Chelsea, Man United, Leicester. You've got a slightly easier run. It's a vital run of, obviously, games now where you're going to need to win. And playing Watford, a team that's in and around you. Norwich, a team that's in and around you. Brighton, these are the games you need to be winning. Hopefully, 7 points from 9.6. They need to be banking on that. You mentioned that hopefully that FA Cup win will spark the side into action. Before we look at that game on the weekend and maybe how they can take that going forward, there feels like there's a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde about Bournemouth at the minute, always difficult to beat at home, but the away form, they just can't replicate that on their travels. They're seemingly a completely different side.
Yeah, no, it's really strange. We'd be able to get a really good result against United, for example, and fail to follow that up. I wouldn't be able to put my finger on what that is. But we do struggle to sort of have follow up a great result with anything better.
Yeah, I just can't work it out because, Bournemouth, we're going down to the Vitality Stadium, we're in for it today. And then on their travels, I just can't work it out. They're not rolling over, but it is a strange one. Obviously, 2-0 to Brighton, West Ham 4-0. But they did turn that around, reverse the scoreline, 4-0 this weekend to Luton. Obviously, finally, Solanke scored. They're going to need him if they want to get out of it. And, any time your striker scoring goals, that's what you're going to need. But how can this win then on the weekend spark the side, and what was it that you saw that they can use it as a foundation, a platform to build on, Alex?
I think that's Solanke's first goal for us. He cruelly had this. He did score slightly before that, but it was ruled off. VAR ruled it off, which I think is ridiculous because if that fixture was played in Luton, they wouldn't have been VAR. But anyway, Yeah, that's just a little dig at VAR. But we also had Callum Wilson come on and score a goal, and he hasn't scored since September. So, you know, those two players, I personally think Solanke gets a really hard time from the fans and from the media. And the stats don't look great when you look at them. But, you know, I think of him, and I think he can become something. Callum Wilson's goal scoring over the last few months has been, you know, really, really disappointing, especially when you rely on those goals when you have Eddie Howe's style of play, which has always seemed to be score more than the opposition. We've never ever had a problem with scoring goals under an Eddie Howe management, and all of a sudden we're hardly scoring any at all. So that's why that four-goal win was so important. We finally started knocking some goals in. You know, it was against Luton, and I know they're struggling as well. But that winning feeling to bring back to the training on when they go in is going to be really vital, I think.
Yeah, it might have been against Luton, who are really shipping goals in the Championship, but they can take it forward, you know, just to, like you said, that bit of belief in the dressing room, like, boys, we've got something here, you know, play that same way. Players obviously staking a claim. They can use it going forward. Can this be a catalyst, even though it is that lower league opposition?
Yeah, I really, really think it can. You know, I guess at training, Eddie keeps putting across his philosophy and keeps putting across the style of play, and I can imagine it gets a bit disheartening week in, week out, when then that's not quite coming off. So regardless of the opposition, if you finally have something click and what you've been working on all week finally pays off and you get rewards for it, then I think it can only be a good thing for confidence and morale and sort of the overall feel around the club.
Yeah, and Alex, what is Bournemouth's Cup aspirations, obviously? Because I know the priority is Premier League safety, but if they keep advancing, they keep going through, things change in a heartbeat, especially in football and in sport. It is Norwich, and maybe they won't put out a strong side, so you've got another chance. Are they taking the Cup seriously, or they're sort of playing it by ear?
It's a really weird one, actually. If there are any Bournemouth fans listening now, they'll probably be rolling their eyes at the idea of Bournemouth sort of taking the FA Cup seriously. League Cup, historically, we've done okay, and we've gone quite far. But FA Cup just seems to be a bit of a funny one. So weirdly, I would imagine the majority of Bournemouth fans would have been absolutely okay with probably not progressing, given our league position. We pull out a performance that, you know, allows us to progress and allows us to show that maybe we are taking it seriously this year. I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Alex, well, we're going to be keeping with you in the second half, because we're going to be looking towards that Watford game on the weekend and talking about if the Cherries will make any signings in the January transfer window.
This is Love Sport.
You are listening to the Bournemouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. And what a kickoff, what a start it has been on the Bournemouth Fan Show. Still joined by Alex Deutsch, talking all Bournemouth and Cherries related stuff. And you can have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Call us 0208 7020 558. If you think, I don't agree with Charlie, I don't agree with Alex. If you don't agree with me, then please don't call up, because I'll be scared. But if you don't agree with Alex or you agree with us, then let us know. Let us know your thoughts on the team. Are you going to get out of this battle? How much is that win against Luton galvanised your side at the minute? Well, it is the January transfer window. The silly season is upon us. The winter window is here. Always difficult to sign players. We touched upon it earlier in the show, Alex. Bournemouth recruitment hasn't been great. That's where a lot of the stuff gets labelled at them, thrown at them, insults maybe. The players that they've signed for big, big money haven't always worked out, and then they're left there, you know. It's very hard to trim that fat from the squad on big wages. But if any, and they want to preserve their Premier League status, can we see some signings this month?
Well, I think I'm going to address that first, the signings. When people are addressing our bad signings, they're looking at, I hate to label anyone, but Jordan Ayew perhaps on that big money, and I think they're also assessing Solanke on what he's performed so far. But then you look at our other signings, our player of the season, I think, for player of the year, definitely Jefferson Lerma. We signed, I think he's our record signing. I wouldn't be surprised to see him worth double now. We've got Nathan Ake, lots of big clubs sniffing around. David Brooks, Lewis Cook. And then you've also got the other players like Callum Wilson, who we signed for $3 million, and Josh King signed for $1 million. And then you go even further down the line, you've got Steve Cook, who's been nothing but brilliant for us, who I think we signed for a few hundred thousand. So this attack of transfers is a bit of a cost. I think there are plenty of things to criticise Bournemouth on.
Alex?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, we lost you there for a quick brief second.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah, I'm not
I didn't mute you, don't worry. I know you was on a rampage there, you was on a rant. I know it weren't me.
Oh, wasn't it? It's a funny one. It seems to be the go-to, but I can really only think of a couple of players that we haven't at least recouped our money back on. I know they fancy Lewis Grabban, for example, to be a flop, but we sold him for what we bought him for. Benikofobe, who went from we sold him back to Wolves, we made a profit on him. So there's a lot of strange misinformation, I think, about our transfers that I don't think is particularly fair on Eddie Howe.
Yeah, let me tell you, Alex, I absolutely loved it. That is the definition of the fan show. We're talking about things. I want the fans to put it right. Get their say out there. If you feel that this isn't true, you know, we shouldn't be labelled this, we shouldn't be tarnished with this brush, then get it out there, have your say in it. And it's not my view, but that's what people are saying. It's so true, you know. The signings you've mentioned there and how they've worked out for Bournemouth have been good. And yes, maybe some of the bigger signings haven't worked out. You know, you Jordan Ibe, you mentioned it there. But the thing about that any British talent, any talent that's come from the Premier League and from a high club, you're going to have to pay for. Premier League prices are inflated. And not only that, if Eddie Howe or the team, the front office, believe he has the talent, he has the skill, he has the potential, let's take a chance. Sometimes they don't work out, unfortunately. What club can't say that they've played big, big money and it hasn't worked out? But it does get labelled at Bournemouth, and it is a tricky one to lose. I think maybe when you can't move on from players, there's truth in parts to it, and I think other times it's maybe overreactive and a little bit exaggerant. I think that's fair to say, Alex.
Yeah, definitely. I think you've touched on it just there. I think, you know, our transfer policy has to be trying to find the diamond in the rough a little bit. I mean, we, again, another sort of misconception about the club is that we're money bags and we've got a huge amount of finances available to us. Our rent is only worth about 110 mil. He's one of the
only tough
only,
life, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
I can't
only,
believe it. 110
yeah.
mil. Oh no, yeah, pot noodle
when
again.
That is small fry in the Premier League. And so really our sort of transfer policy has to be trying to find a player that's willing to come to us within our sort of wage constraints. And more often than not, that's an untried sort of raw player with a lot of promise. But every once in a while, that gamble's not going to pay off. But in my biased opinion, but I think there's some fact behind it. I think more often than not, it's really paid off for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, could we see some signings, though, this month? Is there any signings that maybe necessarily that we might not see, but who you think we really need this? There's a couple of key areas, key positions that we're lacking maybe a little bit of debt for. Could just make this side tick once more. Any names that you've heard or any names that, from your own personal point of view, you would like to see arrive?
I think Eddie's come out and said pretty much that we shouldn't expect any signings. I think the signings we want to make from the medical room, there are some big players waiting there.
The old cliche, they're like new signings. Alex.
They are like new signings. We've got our best player of last year. He's honestly a wonder kid, David Brooks. We haven't seen him all season. He was the difference.
And he was getting linked with everyone, wasn't he?
Rightly so. Like, say it quietly. I know I'm saying this on radio, but the kid's brilliant. It's a real shame that this season he hasn't had the chance to follow up on that. But he's been a massive, massive loss to us. We've got Adam Smith, who I think is one of the most underrated players in the league. He's been out for the majority of the season. Junior Stanislas is just coming back from injury, and I think he can add a bit of an attacking spark. Nathan Ake, who I think might be the best player we've ever had play for us ever. He's been out for the last few weeks. So, it is a cliche saying injured players coming back would be like new signings, but they really, really will. It's been a real, real difficult season to see all those players sat on the bench, sat in the injury room.
Yeah, when you mention it like that, Ake and Daniel Brooks, obviously players that could make a big difference, especially in the next run of fixtures. And looking at that next run of fixtures, it doesn't get much bigger this Sunday at home, Watford, 2 o'clock kickoff. What are you making of this fixture, and where do you think it'll be won and lost, Alex?
So that fixture's already, weirdly or not, it seems to be an internet created rivalry on there, and it's a little bit spicier than any of the other Premier League.
Why
games,
is that? Where's that come from?
No, I think it's come from our championship winning season. We won the championship at the last minute when Sheffield Wednesday equalised at Vicarage Road, and since then there's been a bit of a the whole season had a bit of a rivalry, but it's all good fun. I think it's mostly good humoured and mostly on the internet, funnily enough. But there does, the atmosphere whenever we play Watford always seems to be it seems to be one of the better ones, so I'm looking forward to it. But at the same time, I'm not, because, like I said, I think it could be one of the biggest games we've had in years. It is, you know, again, chucking cliches out, but it is a must win.
Yeah, let's chuck a few more out then, Alex. Let's have a laugh with it. You know, is it that 6-pointer? Because that's what they say.
It's a 9-pointer. That's it.
you've won up to me. It's a 9-pointer. But Watford have that spring in their step, Alex. You know, they have that new manager bounce. They're coming to town. But Bournemouth, they're better at home, and they've just had that Luton win. What is your score prediction, if I can put you on that spot, Alex?
I want to go 2-1. I think you have to go into the game thinking we're going to get a win, and hopefully the fans there can raise the game and try and push the players through, because I think the atmosphere in the grounds has been slightly dampened the last few months, understandably. But I'm thinking 2-1. What I'm hoping is that comeback at the FA Cup that Watford sort of through the 3-0, didn't they? I'm hoping that might have had a little dent in their confidence. It's the only thing I hope for.
Yeah.
I hope that the momentum's in our favour, because it would be huge. A win on Sunday would be massive for our season.
Yeah, it'd be massive. And obviously, it goes without saying, we talked about that next run of fixtures. They beat Watford on the weekend and they take that into the next run, but they don't get the result. Then those next three games are harder, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They really are. I don't even want to think about it.
But I won't put it on you.
No, I think our club, our sort of history, has been built off backs of the wall sort of scenarios. So, you know, any of the longer serving Bournemouth fans, we know what it's like, and that's why I have such faith that we can do it. This is when we thrive. It's when we have the pressure on us and people are writing us off. This is when we come into our own, and this is what I hope we will do anyway.
Well, Alex, I'll be hoping for 3 points for you on the weekend. I really enjoyed it, not just because it's a brand new fan show, but just that half hour flew by. I enjoyed your rant, your rampaging rant, your little dig at VAR. Genuinely a great show, and hopefully more and more people get involved and listen to us and be part of the Bournemouth fan show. Thank you to Alex Deutsch there, talking everything where the cherries are. And you can have your say very quick. You just tweet us at Love Sport Radio, or you call us 0208 7020 558. Every Monday night, 10:30 to 11. What is it? It's the Cherries Takeover, the Bournemouth Takeover. And that's what it will be from here on. The fan shows are the voice of Love Sport Radio. We will see you at the same time for the Bournemouth fan show next week.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.